Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Well, we hear a lot about unemployment and companies laying off. But then we also have to realize what makes news. And it's negative things that make news. So the media jump on the fact that somebody is closing down a factory or somebody's laying off 20,000 people. What we don't hear about as much is the reshaping of work models that we have in America. And by that, I mean, we are rapidly approaching the time when only 50% of the American workforce will be employees. Now, I didn't say we're going to have 50% unemployment. That's not true. Unemployment is a very reasonable rate as we speak. We're always going to have 5 to 7% of the people who are kind of in between that are going to show up as unemployed. But what those figures don't reflect then are the people who are creating new work models. And we hear terms like consultant, contingency worker, and contractor, temp, freelancer, electronic immigrant, entrepreneur, and the list goes on and on, that of terms that describe real work models that look a little different than what maybe we have been used to. Those things aren't reflected in the unemployment rolls. A lot of people are showing up as unemployed when they simply have started a lawn care business or a window washing business or delivery service, or they're doing something that generates income, perhaps even more than they were used to in a previous job. But they still show up. It's hard for the government to get their hands around those figures that reflect really what's in the workplace today.
Well, what about another statistic that talks about how many people seem to be dissatisfied with work? Talk about work satisfaction. Has that changed?
Well, you can, it's the old adage, you know, you can get statistics to say anything you want to, depending on how you word the questions. You can get 80% of the people to say they're unhappy with their jobs. Now, there are a lot of people who would change jobs if they could or knew how. And that breaks my heart because it's not that difficult to do that. And rather than being in something that is not fulfilling, yeah, I encourage people to take a fresh look at how has God gifted you? What are you a candidate for? And hold your head high, go up and out there and let people know what it is you do that brings value to your organization. There are companies looking for people who understand that basic concept. Companies are not looking to give people jobs, but they're looking to have people on their team who can help them accomplish their goals.